This is a HelpNet Security Podcast, your premier source for information security knowledge.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Hayden. I'm the Senior Director of Threat Intelligence for Anomaly. And today on HelpNet Security, we'll be talking about Anomaly's Community Edition products in addition to our premium products. To start off first, we'll talk about the Community Edition of Threat Intelligence platform, which we call STAX. So it's a free product that you can download, and the great thing about it is that it is Stix and Taxi 1.x and 2.x compatible. It allows you to go in and browse the IOC, the information that's in that information that's being passed down, and then it also allows you to then push that information down to end products. So what we're doing is seeing a lot of community people developing add-ons to it or integrations to it. So you think about it as this collection database where it's pulling all this information in, it's normalizing it, and then allowing you to push that to where you want to be. And that's typically how we're seeing people utilize the Anomaly STAX product. Now, when you move to the paid version or the enterprise version, which is ThreatStream, you get a lot more with it. So you have custom integrations, custom enrichments. We have pre-built intelligence feeds where we partner with intelligence providers out there, CrowdStrike, Intel 471, just to name a couple of them, where they create the data and it automatically ingests into our platform. So you can assign for a paid subscription with them. In addition to that, we have the ability to do indicator expansion. So if you add an IOC or piece of data point into the platform, you can then pivot off it to make a determination whether or not it's malicious or not. Then the real bread and butter of ThreatStream is the ability to take all this massive amounts of data that's coming in. You're talking about potentially millions and millions of indicators of compromise coming in on a daily basis. And then that goes through our automated intelligence, our AI that's built into it to go through and automatically score it. So when you then want to get the data out of the platform, using something we called integrator to push down to your endpoints in order to block those malicious endpoints from coming at you. You can then set up a filter, so you can get a custom filter. So let's say you want to do something that has you only want to block something that has 90 or confidence of 90 or higher. So because we have that machine learning in there, that allows you to filter that data out, normalize it, filter it out, and push down to your endpoints a smaller data set, as opposed to trying to block the entire internet all at once. So those are the just a couple of the main differentiators. So with the Community Edition, we give you the ability to start off to get the data into a product that you can then massage and push out to your endpoints. It takes a little bit of work because the integrations aren't pre-built in, but the options are there, utilizing the Stix and Taxi framework. With Anomaly ThreatStream, we've done a lot of that legwork for you. We have a lot of the intelligence feeds already coming in for you. I believe we're up to over 200 plus community feeds that are generated that you have access to immediately upon coming into the platform. And then we've also already done a lot of the custom integrations down to your endpoints. So let's say you have Splunk, let's say you have ArcSight. We've already done those custom integrations, so you don't have to do them. So you get more, but the design of ThreatStream is really for people who have the ability, who have a little bit more of a mature threat intelligence program to get the most out of the data that they're collecting. So if you'd like to get your hands on the free community edition, just go to anomaly.com/stax. That's anomaly.com/STAXX.
Thank you for listening. For vital information security news, visit us at www.helpnetsecurity.com.